Okay, we're on Daf Mem Hey Amid Aleph, 9 lines to the top of the page, 45A1. Okay, this is connecting to what the Gemara said before. There was a whole argument between Rav and Shmuel and Ula. If a girl accepts Kedushin, underage girl, accepts Kedushin without the father knowing about it. So Rav says she needs get and she needs miyun. Right? Now, what's the question over here? Maybe the father accepted the Kedushin. Maybe when he heard about it, he said, oh, it's a great idea. Okay, and as the Gemara said, is speaking when they spoke about Shidduchim before. So Rav and Shmuel said before that if a girl accepts Kedushin from a man without her parents' knowledge, without the father's knowledge, she needs a get, because maybe the father did accept it. She needs miyun, because if the father didn't accept it, then it might be rabbinic. So then she would need to do refusal on the day of Bas Mitzvah. But now it gets into another, taking this a step further into another complicated case.
That's a 9 and under?
No, 12 and under.
Miyun means which one?
Refusal.
That she gets to the age of 12.
12 and she says no. That's it. Miyun. Miyun in Hebrew means refusal. Okay. Now, Itma, we learned like this. What happens? Mess. The story just takes it a step further. A man comes over to a minor girl and gives a kedusha without the consent of the father. Okay? So he said, you need a get and miyun. Now, what happened is, the guy that gave her kedusha died. And he has brothers. So now we're going into the Yibum story. Do the brothers have to do chalitza or miyun to the girl? Now, there's a lot hanging over here. If the father never accepted the Kedushin, then she was never married to that first guy, so there's no obligation to do Yibum. If the father accepted the Kedushin, then she's married to this guy, so then if he dies, the brother has to do Yibum. Right? I mean, that's the case. But the case is like this. The man died, v'nafla lefnei echov liyibum, and she fell before the brothers for Yibum. So now the din is like this. Amar Ravun, Amar Rav. Ravun says in the name of Rav. Mima'enis l'ma'amore ve'ina ma'amores l'zikosei. If I didn't mention one more important din. Forget this Gemara a second. Let's go back to the normal case of Yibum. Okay? Man dies childless. The brothers have to marry him. Her. Min ha'teira, this is a shidduch literally made in heaven. God made the shidduch between the brother who, the guy who died, his brothers have to marry this girl. Or do chalitza. One of the two. The girl cannot marry anybody else. Okay? She needs to do either yibum or chalitza. Nevertheless, the way it used to work in the olden days is the guy that's doing yibum with her would do what's called maimir. Maimir is an act of kedushin. Even though you don't need kedushin biblically. Because biblically, the Torah says you have to marry her. Right? The Torah did the Kedushin for you by the brother dying, so you have to marry his widow. The brother has to marry the widow. But what happens if the guy went and did Kedushin with her? Okay? So the din is like this. This is rabbinic Kedushin. Because biblically, you don't need this Kedushin. This Kedushin God made that he has to marry the girl. Right? The guy did maimer. That's what it's called. Maimer means a saying. Okay. So rabbinically, now they get married. Now for this woman to even do yibum with any of the other brothers, if the guy doesn't want to marry her, she needs a get from the guy that did maimer to her. In other words,
the oldest son or any son?
Normally, the way Yibum works, normally, the Mishnah says in Yevamis, you go to the oldest. Let's say a guy died childless, and left over five brothers. Okay? So you go to the oldest guy, and says, you want to do Yibum? Yes or no? Okay, so let's say he says no. You go to the next brother.
Doesn't
he
have to do
Chalitza? No, not yet. You go to the oldest brother. He said, listen, you want to marry her? You know, the Torah says, yes or no? If he says yes, fine, he marries her. If he says no, go to the next brother.
Even if the oldest has a wife?
Doesn't matter. Those days he could have 100 wives.
So he still has the priority.
Yeah, well, we're not done yet. You go to the oldest brother first. You want to do Yibum? No. You go to the next brother. You want to do Yibum? If he says yes, good. If not, no, go to the next brother. You go through all five brothers, they all say no. They probably know what she's all about. They all say no. Okay, then, the din is, you go back to the oldest brother, and say, listen, either Yibum or Chalitza. In other words, you don't tell the oldest guy right away, Yibum or Chalitza. Because maybe one of the other brothers are going to want to marry her. Right? And that comes before Chalitza. So first you start from the oldest brother. You want to marry her? No? Okay. Next brother. You want to marry her? No. Next. Finally, they all say no. So you go back to the oldest brother. Listen, it's in your court. Either Yibum or Chalitza. Now the Gemara says, this is parenthetically, but the Gemara says, Beis Din sometimes advised the couple what to do. I mean, you know, you can have different ages of brothers, especially in the olden times, they had different wives of different ages of siblings in different parts of the world. They didn't even know of each other. You know, that's how it worked in the olden days. One second. So sometimes you can have a widow who's 40, okay, the brother died, and he has a 13-year-old brother. Bezdin's not going to suggest a 13-year-old guy to do Yibum with a 40-year-old woman. She's old enough to be his grandmother. Right? So Bezdin would say, we suggest you do Chalitza. They don't force it. They can't force it. If the guy wants to, he could do it. But Bezdin advises accordingly, you know, what they should do, what they shouldn't do. Who? No. 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 If the guy wants to marry her, she has to do. What? Yeah, well, everything's going back to the way it was.
So no one's going to die, so no one's
going to. That's after Tchias Amesim. Before Tchias Amesim, people still die. Anyway, one second. So what happens? This guy, let's go back to the case here. This guy gave Kedushin to a minor without her father's consent. Then he died. And there's five brothers that got to deal with this girl now. One of the brothers gave her rabbinic kedushin. Okay? Now, they decide, forget it, we're not going. Okay? Now she'll either do yibum with one of the other brothers, maybe. Right? Or another man. So she needs, like this, get from the guy that did the maimer with her. Right? And miyun, she needs additional miyun now. But it says ena ma'anes zikasi. She doesn't need to perform miyun on any of the brothers. Huh? Miyun is refusal.
It's a verbal refusal.
Verbal refusal.
When she got married as a minor, there were two Adim, kosher Adim, and everything else was
part. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
everything. Everything.
All money you go into the brother to marry the.
All the brother who's died, money goes to the brother that marries her. Unless he has kids. No, if he has kids, they, know, but he's childless. That's where it is Yibum. He gets the money.
She doesn't get any money?
Huh?
She doesn't get any money?
Who, the woman?
The woman.
Even in Aloha, forget Yibum. Aloha, the woman doesn't inherit the husband. According to Aloha, I know women don't like this, but they're not here, so you can say it. When a man dies, the women don't listen to the Gemara Shira, I promise. I don't know if I would say this by a Monday night class. Or when a man dies, okay, the wife does not inherit the husband. According to Torah law. Okay? Unless if you live in California where it's community property, so 50% is hers anyway. But let's not discuss that aspect. When a man dies, his wife does not inherit him. If there's kids, they inherit everything, but they have an obligation to support the mother. even if it's not their mother, it's their husband's wife. Like a second marriage, right? They, because that's part of the ksuba that she gets supported from the estate. So the kids have to support her from the estate. But as far as inheritance, she doesn't get anything. If a man dies, okay, without kids even, right? So then, his brother would get it before the wife. The wife doesn't get. The wife doesn't get Yerusha. Unless it's you make up before, you know, contracts. Yeah, it takes into account the machusa. I mean, according to Torah law, if there's sons and daughters, the daughters get nothing, the sons get everything. But even in Eretz Yisrael, they don't do that today.
Bring back to the
they write it over. What?
Bring back to the kids minor, when she got married, according to the law and everything.
Right.
Afterwards, if the father hears the case and he says yes, then La Mafria, that became kosher. But if now, after the fact, he says no, then La Mafria, it was nothing.
But then she needs Miyun.
She still needs
me. She needs a refusal, not a get.
But the refusal is just a verbal...
Verbal refusal.
Will, if a will, still is not working, but...
It depends how a will is. Let's not go. We're all alive. Let's kiss it away.
So, Rabbi, in this situation, she said she got married, and the marriage was without the consent of the father?
Correct.
So how is this that it's completely... legal or
it's rabbinic legal.
She's under 12.
But that's what Rav said before, that she still needs miyun. Ullah said before in the Gemara, you don't need anything. Because it's worthless.
Right.
But Rav and Shmuel said, you do need get and miyun, because maybe the father didn't want it.
But the father didn't even hear about it.
So what? But when he hears about it, then he wants it, then it's retroactively good.
So we're assuming that the father heard about it?
We don't know. That's the issue over here. The issue over here is, and that's what the Gemara is going to explain now. So you have a case like this. There's two husbands now in this Gemara. There's the guy that did the Kedusha without the father knowing about it. Okay. And he died. Correct? Then another brother from the Yibum gang went over to her and gave her Kedusha. Correct?
And she's still under 12.
And the father's still alive. Yes, she's still under 12, and the father's still alive.
Okay.
And he still doesn't know what's going on.
How's that possible?
No. He's in a different city. A different city. What's the problem? The guy lives in a different city. They had communications in those days. They didn't have communications in those days. I mean, today it sounds weird, but in those days, what type of communication did people have?
The father was out of town on a trip
sometimes. Yeah, and the father was on a trip, and...
sometimes the trips took years.
Yeah, of course. So you go on a plane and in 17 hours you're at the other end of the world? I mean, to go to the other end of the world, to go overseas by ship, took months. To go from Europe to Eretz Yisrael, took months. Right? The father's away. But there's a double problem over here, and this is what the Gemara is going to explain. There's a possibility, just think all the possibilities over here. Maybe the father wanted the first Kedushin. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he wanted the first, not the second. Maybe he wanted the second, not the first. Right? Just think about all the possible scenarios. Because two husbands now gave a Kedushin. The first guy that died, without the father knowing about it. Then one of the brothers did Kedushin with her, with also without the father knowing about it. And that's what the Gemara says, Keita, let's see. Gemara says, also, b'maimer, if one of the brothers gave her this Kedushin, tzricha get, tzricha chalitza, and she needs miyun. She needs three things. She needs get, chalitza, and miyun. Why? So it says like this. Tzricha get, she needs a get, maybe. Shemin isratza av b'kedusha sheni. Maybe the father didn't want the first kedushin, but he wanted the second kedushin of one of the brothers that did it. That means she's his full-fledged wife. So how is she going to get out of this marriage?
Wait till 12 o'clock and say forget.
No, but if the father wanted, then it becomes biblical kedushin. That she would need a get. Now, Tzricha chalitza. She needs a chalitza from this brother. Shaminisratza ha'av b'kedusha edishin. Maybe the father wanted the first marriage. That means if the first marriage was valid, right, then when the husband died, she had to go to do biblical yibum. Because the first marriage was good, maybe the father wanted the first marriage. If the father wanted the first marriage, that means she's married to the first guy who died. Right? A full-fledged wife. Then he died without kids. So she has to do chalitza. Yibum she can't do because maybe the father didn't want it. But you have to get out of that marriage. It's chalitza. And then you need tzricha miyun, you need also miyun refusal. Why? Maybe the father didn't want either of those two guys. And the Yemil people that are going to see her get a get, right? They're going to think, this is a real weird thing. And this is as follows. Remember what we learned? A man cannot marry a woman and her sister. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Even if you divorce the first wife. Okay? There's Yaakov, Rachel, and Leah. Okay? It's very simple. Two sisters, Yaakov and Rachel and Leah. If Yaakov marries Rachel, he cannot marry Leah. In fact, all the comment, how did Yaakov do it if he kept the whole Torah? There's a lot of discussion. Bottom line is, when Yaakov marries Rachel, he cannot marry Leah. Even if he divorces Rachel, he cannot marry Leah. As long as Rachel is alive. As long as Rachel is alive, he cannot marry Leah. If Rachel dies, he can marry Leah. Okay? Isha lachesa leisikach, and the part, legalis edivosa alea b'chayeha, while she's alive. Okay, now, let's take this scenario. The father didn't want either husband. But she still needed a get. Because maybe the father wanted the first marriage. Maybe. It's all maybes. Okay? Maybe the father wanted the first marriage, so she needs a get. Right? Maybe the father wanted. That's what we said in the Gemara. When people see her get a get, this get is an added doubt. Maybe the father wanted it. Maybe he didn't. If he didn't, there's no marriage. What are people going to see now? This woman gets a get. One second. Let me just finish this point. You need a get.
We are assuming that the father wanted the first marriage. Is that where we are right now?
Maybe he wanted the first. Possibly he wanted the second. Right?
Okay.
Now let's say the father didn't want the first, but he wanted the second. The brother. Now, this brother is still alive, and he's married to her biblically if the father wanted the second one. The first guy's dead.
Okay?
But there's a possibility the father wanted the second one. That means she's completely married to the brother, to that second husband. Because he did kedushin with her. So therefore we say she needs a get.
From
the second husband. Right? Now, people are going to see a get given. Correct? So they're going to think, this minor, this troublemaker, okay, that if that husband that's giving her the get will do kedushin with her sister, would it be valid?
If that is not here.
If the second husband has to give a get on a doubt, because maybe the father didn't want, maybe the father wanted it. Correct? It's a doubt. Maybe the father wanted that second marriage to the brother. Correct? Now, if the father wanted it, she's a married woman, she needs a get. Then, if that man gives her a get, he cannot marry her sister. Correct?
Yeah.
because it's his wife and he divorced. He can't marry his sister. But, therefore, even if he gave her Kedushin, the sister, it wouldn't be valid. Because it's not allowed. But the problem over here is maybe you don't need a get. Maybe the father didn't want that marriage. That means the woman didn't need a get. So therefore, if the brother now marries her sister, she's an Eishes Ish. But people are going to think she's not. Because they're going to think the get was valid. What do people know? They know a get was given. So they're going to see the get given. They're going to think the woman is divorced. Therefore, if the brother marries her sister, it's worthless. But if the get was not needed, that means she was never married. So if the brother marries the sister, it is a good kedushin. And they're going to think she's not an Eishes Ish when she really is. So therefore, Rav says we have to cover all bases. You need get, you need chalitza, and you need milun. Yeah, correct. But maybe this, then you'd need a get. Maybe this, you would need chalitza. Maybe this, you need milun.
Question.
Yeah.
If the father didn't want the first marriage, the whole thing is off. Because if the first marriage is not chal, then the second one doesn't need to do.
But the brother did do maimer.
And the brother,
what does that mean?
He gave a kedushin.
The first one?
The second one. The first one also gave a kedushin.
1 second, if the father was not okay with the first one, then there's no connection to this family bichlal.
Right.
So then the second one doesn't have an obligation to do chalitza or...
Yeah, but the problem is he did maimer to her. He gave her kedushin.
So what? The father was not okay with it. And she's
maybe he wanted the second one. Maybe he wanted that kedushin.
But if he didn't want the first one, the second one can't begin.
Why not? It's two different people.
No, because of...
Why not?
Because the second one is agav the first one.
No, it's not. Not when he does kedushin with her.
Oh.
He gave her kedushin.
I see. And he didn't do just chalitza, but whatever.
He didn't do anything. He gave her kedushin.
Why did he do kedushin if he already has a basis of chalitza?
He did it because the chachamim said it's even by Yibun, the chachamim said you should do a type of kedushin that shouldn't look different than any other marriage.
And you could ask the same question I just asked, in terms of if the first one died, bichlal.
The first one did die, that's what happened over here.
The first one did die. Oh, and the second one did do this meum?
He did kedushin with her.
Because it becomes a regular case.
Right.
So that it looks that it's normal.
Right.
So. One short question. Didn't the father wanted the second one?
Maybe.
No, if you're saying if
the maybe the father wanted.
Maybe the father wanted the second one. And then you said that she needed a gift from him. Is that what?
Right.
Only because the husband wanted to divorce her? But
no. Oh, let's say if they want a break.
The second, yeah.
Right.
The first one died.
This one's dead.
Why you bring the if he maybe?
Because we don't know. We can't ask the father what he wants. He's not here. He can't text them. It's out of the cell phone doesn't work there.
Interesting.
Now what happens if the second one didn't do any mimer?
He didn't do anything?
Didn't do anything. So then she only needs chalitza and she's free. She only needs chalitza. That's what Gemara's conclusion. Lo yaseh b'maimer. What happened? We didn't need maimer. Ein etzicha lachitza b'vat. And the Gemara explains why. Maya marta. Tiboy nami mean she'd have me and also. Why? Because people are going to say the kedushin is good by the sister. Hakol yedem. Everybody knows that achayz chalutza drabanan. To marry the sister of the one you did chalitza to is only rabbinic. Meaning like this. And this is just this very simple concept. You can't marry the sister of your divorcee. Right? Yeah. If you did chalitza with a woman, can you marry her sister? Rabbinically not. Biblically yes. Even though she's not divorced. You did chalitza, you never even married this woman. But the Chachamim said, just like if you divorce your wife, you can't marry your sister, as long as your ex is alive. If you give her chalitza, you can't marry the sister either, rabbinically.
What's the reason?
Oh, so he says, Damer Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says, Kan Shana Rabbi, here Rabbi taught the din, Achais Grusha, the sister of your divorcee is the Midaraisa. If it's Achais Chalutza, the sister of your Chalutza is only rabbinic. So then the Chachamim said that because it's rabbinic, because it's like there was a marriage made in heaven, so it's like similar to a marriage, but it's not a marriage. So the Chacham said, you know what, just cross the board now. Okay, this ends this hard Gemara. Now the Gemara goes very easy Gemara. Also, crazy case, it's unbelievable. They pushed crazy people in the olden times. I don't know what they did. Hane Beitrei, there are two people, okay, 5 lines in the end of the page. Hani Beitrei, there are two people. Dava Koshose Chamina Tu Setsipi Bebovel. They're drinking wine. This is the scenario. That's why the Gemara is saying the details. Two guys are drinking wine under a willow tree in Bovel. Okay? In Iraq. Shokol Chad Minar Kisa Kasa de Chamina. One of the two took a cup of wine. Yoav Leila Chavini gave it to his friend and he said, Mikachali Bratech Libri. Your daughter should get engaged to my son. Kedushin. This is the scenario. Reuven and Shimon are sitting under a tree drinking wine.
Drunk.
They're not drunk yet. No, if they're drunk, it wouldn't be good. By the way, you know, one of the reasons why the Sfarim don't do it so much, why Chosin and Kala fast the day of the wedding, there's two reasons. One of the reasons is that they shouldn't be drunk when they do the Kedushin.
You do
fast. Yeah, but by the women don't. By us, the men and women. But it's interesting. One of the reasons why you don't eat on the day of the wedding, one is because it's a Yom Kippur. Another reason is you shouldn't be drunk when you do the Kedushin. It's a custom, yeah. It's a custom. It's not even it's a custom. Reuven and Shimon are sitting under a tree, drinking wine. Reuven takes a cup of wine, gives it to Shimon, and says, Shimon, guess what? Let's make a shidduch. Let your son become a kodeshes, or my daughter become a kodeshes to your son. So now the shaylah, they didn't know what halach is.
He took the cup?
Yeah. If you don't take it, of course he took it. First of all, Jews, when they're given, they take. Doesn't matter what it is.
What's of value, the cup itself or the wine?
No, the wine. The wine is shavah pruta.
So what happened?
So Amar Avina. Okay? So Ravina says, what do we do? So they came to Ravina to ask a shayla. It's a girl married, not married. What's the story? Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Afilu lamandi omer, even according to the opinion that we said before, Rav and Shmuel, by the way, Chashin and Neshama Nisrato Av, maybe the father wanted the Kedushin, which in this case, obviously, both fathers are there.
Yeah.
Well, we can't marry your son. Oh, Shema, but nevertheless, Shema Nisrato Ben Leyamrinim. To say maybe the son wanted? How do you know that? That we don't say. In other words, the father doesn't have the jurisdiction to marry off his son. The father has the jurisdiction to marry off the daughter. So therefore, the father is accepting kedushin for the son. What do you say? Maybe the son wanted? Why?
Even if the son is underage?
No, underage, your father couldn't do it for him. The boy was over bar mitzvah.
18.
No, bar mitzvah.
Torah, they say 18.
This is not... No. 18 is a proper age to get married. But if a boy 13 years old does kedushin to a girl over 12, it's kedushin. They're married.
You should have done it much, much
younger. So over there... Who needs to want? The father. So one opinion says, we're afraid maybe the father wanted. But to say that the father's doing it for the son, maybe the son wants it, that we don't necessarily say. So therefore, Ravina said, there is no kedushin over here. Because the boy didn't want. The boy. So the Gemara right away says, Amalei Rabban Ravina, Listen to this. The Rabbanan said to Ravina, maybe the son made the father a shliach. Maybe the father made the son the agent to do it for him. And then the son did want it. And then it's a valid kedushin. So the Gemara said, listen to this. The chatziv inish l'shavi al v'shliach. A child doesn't have the chutzpah. They didn't live nowadays. The son doesn't have a chutzpah to make his father a shliach. It's disrespect. What do you make your father? Your shikingel is called in Yiddish. Say your messenger service.
You can say it nicely.
1 minute. 1 minute. So the Gemara says, but Dilma Tzuri Artzikame. Maybe the son was speaking to the father and he showed interest in the girl. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe the son showed interest in the girl. And then, when the father accepted for the Kedushin, it's like the son definitely wanted it. So Gemara says, Amale Rabba Bar Simi, Rabba Simi said, I have an answer for you. Befedish Amar Mar, because Ravina holds, not like Rav and Shmuel, and he holds, we're not even afraid by the girl maybe the father wanted. Remember, Ula said before, that when the guy does it without the father's intent, so Rav and Shmuel says she needs a get and meal. Ula said, you don't need anything, it's worthless. What do you mean, maybe the father wanted? If the father wanted, he wanted, he didn't want, he didn't want. He don't say maybe the father. So, in this case, for sure, the boy didn't want. So therefore, Ravina ruled, and this is the case. Ravina ruled in this case, that there is no doubt of a kedushin, because we don't assume the boy wanted it, and therefore there's no kedushin. So now the Gemara continues and says another case. Ahu gavra, some weird cases. The gavra the kaddish bekisha the yarke b'shuka. A guy gave, without the father's knowledge, Rashi says, he gave him a bundle, he gave the girl a bunch of vegetables. A bundle of vegetables. A bunch of carrots. He gave the girl in the street, etc. Reat mukudeshesli. In front of two witnesses. She was a minor. Okay, and the father doesn't know anything about it. So the kashayla is, again, now the kashayla, they came to Ravina to ask kashayla, is the girl married or not? Ravina said like this, afilu leman di omar, even according to Rav and Shmuel, not like me, he said for sure it's no good according to me, but even according to Rav and Shmuel that said maybe the father wanted, that's hani mili derech kovet, that's if it's only done in a respectable way. But if it's in a demeaning way, then even then the father would not want. But the Gemara is going to ask now, what's the demeaning? The street or the vegetables? You know, the guy gave kedushin in the marketplace to the girl without her father's knowledge with vegetables. Okay, so Ravina said, even according to the opinion that says maybe it's a kedushin because maybe the father wanted, that's only when it's done respectable. This is done disrespectful, it's not a good kedushin. So the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Achmi divtel Ravina bizoyin demai. What humiliation is of? What demeaning is it? E bizoyin the yarka, is it the humiliation of the vegetables? Because vegetables are like garbage. I mean, you know, the kedushin with a vegetable. Or is it bizoyin the shuka? Because he did it in the marketplace.
Not bizoyin of the father without the respect. That's not even
the question. That's not even the question.
That's
maybe the father wanted.
You just mentioned, you know.
I know, but Rav and Shmuel hold that you do it. Say the father maybe wanted.
Let's say the father wanted. Does he have to make any verbal declaration?
No, if you see later he says good, then it's...
You're not supposed to do it with the ring.
One second. So Gemara says, Nafka Mina, what's the difference? If it's no good because it's vegetables or because it's the streets, and it's very simple. What happens if you gave him money in the market? So it's not vegetables, but it's still the market. Or, Bekisha the Yarka, he gave a bunch of vegetables in the house. So in other words, it's a big difference. Is it the house? I mean, is it the marketplace or is it the vegetables? Amalei, so Ravina answered him, either one is no good. Which means if you do it money in the marketplace, it's disrespectful. If you do it bundle of vegetables in the house, it's also disrespectful. So Ravina Paskin Tlapel, this guy that did why is this case, even though the Gemara doesn't say it clearly, this case is speaking when the guy did it without the father's permission. Right? Why? Because a woman, if she, an adult, and the guy gives her a bunch of vegetables and she accepts it, as long as it's a pruta, as long as it's a penny, it's kedushin. Here we're talking, what's the problem over here? Because you need the father's agreement, because the kid's a minor. Because you need the father's agreement, maybe the father only wants it done in a respectable way. And it doesn't matter what the girl accepted. Because here it's up to the father's choice. And maybe the father doesn't want it done in the street, like because it's public, or a bunch of vegetables.
For it to be halal, the guy does have to be over age.
Over 13.
If he's also a minor?
It's worthless. 10-year-old boy comes to a 10-year-old girl and gives a ring, and that's worthless. Now, today, kedushin is done with a ring. With a ring?
Yeah.
Okay. It's done, the minig is plain gold ring. Plain gold ring. If it has diamonds in it, it's not good. Why isn't it good? So Halacha says, because when the woman gets the ring with diamonds are tricky. You know, it could be $1,000 diamonds and it could be $10 diamonds. Yeah? A plain gold ring, she sees exactly what she's getting. Right? When it comes to diamonds on the ring, Halacha says it's not good. Why? Because she might think it's $10,000 ring and it's $100 ring. So therefore she's not accepting. She's accepting the ring because she thinks it's worth $10,000. But if it's only worth $100, maybe she doesn't want it. So therefore Halacha says, today you do a ring, this. Now the reason why you do a ring today, the Ramah brings down, we do it with a ring, that's basic Kabbalah. The reason why you do it with a ring, technically, under the chuppah, you can take out anything. A cup of wine, technically. Yeah, you can come to a girl under the chuppah with a cup of wine that they pour under the chuppah, you know the wine, and go over to the girl instead of giving her the ring. Say, all right, mekadeshesli, b'yayin zu, kadas meisha v'yisrael. If the wine is worth a peruta, she's mekadeshes. Huh? The minig is to do a ring. But halachically, you don't need a ring. If a guy gives a girl anything that's worth a penny, okay? Or let's say, today halachically, there might be a nickel. Anything you give a girl that's worth a nickel, in front of two witnesses, and she accepts it, that's kedushin, she needs a get. Unless you want to marry her. By the way, it happened already many times. I got myself this year maybe a few times the question, Baruch Hashem, it wasn't a problem. But, you know, teenage kids in school, playing boys and girls, you know, and the boy takes something and gives it to the girl, and there's two friends of his standing around for a joke. They think it's a joke. And he says to Ariyam, Kadashasli, Kadashma Yeshivi Yisrael, yeah, and she accepts it, yeah. And they're kosher witnesses. That many times that girl needs a get. Unless it come on, say it was a joke. I never meant it. Never wanted it. But it's not, it's a very serious thing. No, this girl might need a get, and she has a din of a divorce. She cannot marry a kohen. I mean, all the laws that are involved.
Does that happen a lot?
Does it happen every Monday and Thursday? No, but. But no, but it happens. It happens. By the way, they have to be very careful, by the way. Sometimes they have plays. They have an enactment of a chasana, the play, a mock wedding, you know. You have a boy and a girl in a mock wedding. Yeah? And the boy is giving the girl thing, and a mock wedding, a fake wedding, but it's still... And says the atmakadeshly, and there are two people around there watching as witnesses. It's a big shaila.
But boys and girls in film and a wedding like that, they don't hang out together supposedly, right?
What does religious mean?
I don't know.
Modern Orthodox is religious.
Okay, well I don't know.
You don't know.
Don't they go to film schools?
Film schools are never mixed.
Some schools are. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Then the Gemara says like this.
Why the Gemara brought that case if it's not not a halacha that the boy gave in the shuk or asking if it's a vegetable or not? What is the point of it?
It was teaching us halacha. Again, if a man comes over to a woman in the street and gives her something, she accepts it as an adult, she's mukadeshes. Right, that's what I'm saying. Because the Gemara is teaching us a din about the minors over here. Yeah. But technically, if a man comes over to a woman in the middle of a busy marketplace, okay, and there's two kosher witnesses, and he gives her a bunch of garbage vegetables that are still worth a penny, yeah?
Nickel.
A nickel, whatever. And she accepts it, she's mukadeshes. You can't say, it's a degrading manner. But she accepted it, so for her, obviously it's not degrading. Here the whole problem is, you're talking about a minor, that you need to know what the father wants. So the Chachamim assume, there's an assumption that the Chachamim think into the minds of people, okay? The Chachamim think into the minds of people, and they say, that even according to the opinions, that say under normal circumstances, if you do Kedusha with a minor, maybe the father wanted it. That's only when it's a respectable thing. And the Gemara defines what does respectable mean? Not vegetables and not in the street. Either one. So the Gemara continued the halacha about the minor.
If they say that, you have to say this kind of if you say it, still you accept it?
Who, the girl?
Yeah.
If she's an adult?
She's an adult, yeah.
Yeah.
If they don't say it, still accept, if you cannot give to girls or something in front of two people?
If she accepts it and you tell her it's for Kedushin, yeah.
You tell them for
free. Yeah, you didn't throw it at her. Yeah.
What about Rabbi, nowadays that, you can have only one marriage, or so, and somebody says it to, still would become
no, if the marriage? If the girl is already married, she cannot, it's worthless.
What about if the man?
Because a man can have two wives.
Still the same.
Yeah.
To
the marriage. That's Chayin Rabbi Gershon. But if a married man, yeah, la halacha today. If a married man goes over to a single girl and gives her a ring, he needs to get. I mean, he can't marry her because Rabbi Nagashim said no, but she needs a get. Remember, we learned before in the Gemara, if a kohen goes even over to a divorcee, she still needs a get. The next case is a duzer case. This is Hodam Elukreve. There's a man that's saying, he wants to marry off his minor, the husband said, he wants to marry off his minor daughter to his relatives. But the wife said, no, the kruve, I want to marry off to my relatives. They have this kid under bas mitzvah, okay? The father says, I want to marry off the kid to my relatives. The wife says, your relatives? No way. I want to marry off to my relatives. What happened? Kafte, the wife forced the husband. He said, okay, you know what? She was nagging him so much. He said, okay, to your relatives. Yeah? What happened? While everybody was eating and drinking at this party, they didn't do Kedushin yet. The relative of the husband secretly went up to the attic and did Kedushin with the girl. It was an engagement with witness. Of course, without witness is worthless. Now, the father didn't know about this. Okay? The father said, I want to marry off the girl to my relatives. The wife said, no, to my relatives. And the man agreed to the wife. Okay? So they made a party. At the party, they were going to do Kedushin to the wife's relatives. That's what they made up. Before that happened, one of the husband's relatives went and did Kedushin with the girl. Now over here the problem is, that's really what the husband, what the father wanted.
And she's underage, right?
Underage. So now the question is,
was that first one he wanted?
The father really wanted it. But he gave in to the wife. So now the question is this considered that the father wanted it or not?
That's interesting.
So one second. Amar Abaye, So Abaye said, so he came to the Shaila, is the girl married or not? Amr Abaye, Abaye said, there's a pasuk that says, Sheiris Yisrael Yasu Avda. The remnant of the Jews, meaning Jews do not do wrong things. And they don't speak lies. Therefore, Abaye said like this. Once the husband, the father of the girl, the husband of the wife, agreed with his wife that we're going to marry her off to her relatives, the father doesn't want this kedushin anymore.
Honesty?
Because it's wrong. He promised his wife, he gave in to the wife. Right? It'll be wrong to go against the wife once he gave in. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, you're right, it's not a good kedushin, but for a different reason. Chazaka einan terech besuda mafsida. There's a rule, Jews and money go hand in hand. The Gemara says there's a rule, a person doesn't make a meal and waste it. What was this party for? Kedushin? With the wife's relative. So this is, that's what he made the party for. She's not going to ruin it.
So what is the logic?
Huh?
The
logic
you listen is to your wife.
Money
that's the logic.
Because of the money?
Because the father made the suda for the other man. He's not going to ruin it.
What is the logic? Because of the money wise or because of ethic? The same thing.
Here
is the ethic.
Not etiquette. Financial.
Financial.
Financial. Sigmar says, my binayu. What's the difference between a... Bottom line is, everybody says it's not a good kedushin. What's the difference? Abaye says, because it's not nice. Rabbi says, because of money. Sigmar says, the difference would be the late tarach. But there were no... He didn't make a feast.
He can't just switch it last minute to the other... No.
In other words, like this, if the father didn't make a feast, right, Abaye says it's still wrong. It's still wrong. You gave your commitment to your wife, that's it. So according to Abaye, it wouldn't be kedushin. Rava says it would be if the father wouldn't be monetary losing. But if the father didn't make a party, then he didn't spend any money. So according to Rava, guy will back out of the deal.
Why wouldn't it say that the father would switch it to make it his own relative's wedding.
Promise his wife.
The last one. Why wouldn't we say?
Because here, this is the guy that husband wanted initially.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Why is it impossible to say that the father would change his mind the last minute and make the same party for his own relative, which is?
Because the Gemara's assumption is
far-fetched to say that the last minute he would switch the chassan. He spent the money anyways. And now this happened. This is a guy he wanted anyways originally. Spent the money. Same, whatever. It's just different guys. He's still not losing money.
You're right. But the fact that this was the intent of the party, it's still ruining the party in his eyes.
You could play devil's...
I understand.
You could say that Dafka now, this is... Now he's happy. Because his original, his true intentions are fulfilled.
No, but there's a decision.
And he's not losing money.
And the party was for this intent. Which friends came to the party? Therefore he's not...
Wrong relatives.
No, but Rabbi, there was a decision. He made a decision and he took action.
And he made the party.
I made a party. Making the party is an action of the decision.
Correct. You're right. So that's why he's not going to... Maybe he thought he'll make a big party because they have a lot of money. They'll give him a lot of money. I don't know.
But it's
you could say that everything is from Shamayim, and this guy just married her. This Hashem's doing. The father could say this is Hashem's doing, and everything is from heaven.
According to Abaye, it's wrong. But this is a pretty powerful statement. If you think about it, Abaye's statement is very powerful.
Right.
Because a Jew will not do something not nice, we cannot say the father agreed to it.
Right.
The next piece of Gemara, we're going to leave it for next week, but the next piece of Gemara goes into another interesting case. A girl, a minor, did Kedushin with the father knowing about it. So it's good. Yeah. Now the father went overseas, and the girl got married without his permission.
What do you mean? But Kedushin means married.
No, Kedushin is the first part. Years ago, it was 12 months apart. Okay? But now, she married the guy without permission. So the Gemara's question is, do we say Kedushin and marriage is the same thing? For what's the difference over here? The Gemara says, if the husband's a Kohen, can she eat Truma? Maybe the father didn't want the marriage yet. Maybe the father said, I wanted to be here for the marriage. You can't get married without me. So then she's not married to the Kohen. Maybe then she can't eat Truma.
Even if the father said, the
that's what the Gemara is discussing, yeah.